This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. It's been a while, but we got him now. Fox Sports commentator, football, basketball, track and field, baseball, Tim Brando. Timmy B, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you. Tell the cannon I said hello, even if he's not there, and I'll catch up with him soon enough, I'm sure.
Okay, before I ask you all these sports questions, you the Grand Marshal, crew of Centaur.
Yeah.
Is that the 22nd of February?
Yeah, I'm off this Saturday. I got Fox to, I missed last week, this week I worked, but last week we had the ball, and this week we have the parade, and crew of Centaur is the biggest in the Shreveport-Bossier area. I've been around the longest as well. We didn't, honestly, Mike, when I left Baton Rouge in New Orleans and I moved up to Connecticut, as I was growing up in North Louisiana, we didn't do Mardi Gras parades. We didn't. They brought them in, and I'm glad they did. So, shortly after I-49 was finally done and created, and I think the state of Louisiana got a little closer to one another, and North did begin to recognize what had been going on in South Louisiana, and they began this in like 89, 90. Well, I moved back in 1990. I didn't even know we were doing this in the Shreveport area, and we have, and now we've got a lot of tradition because it's 2025, and the Crew of Centaur parade, which rolls through the middle, right through downtown, the middle of Shreveport, we'll have streets aligned with 150 to 200,000 people for this, and I'll be 69 on February the 27th, so, you know, when I was asked about doing it this year, I was like, I don't know, few years from now, my wife will be healthy enough, or I will, to be a part of it. So I should try this. And I called Fox, and I asked them if it would be okay if I got off. And they said, no problem. We'll do that for you, Tim. It's a great honor. And so I'm going to do it, and I can't wait. I'm really excited about it. And,
no, Timmy, you're going to have a good time. That's all I can tell you. I just hope maybe you have 20% of the good time that I had. Now, I can't compare you to A-Bear. So I would say if you have 10% of the good time he had, we were riding, you're going to have a really good time. And, man, well-deserved. And I know the people up there, they think so much of you. And, you know, and always think, too, about your dad. You know, about, you know, how he was such a big part of, you know, your career, but also for so many people in that area.
Yeah, he was and is, even to this day. I can go to the grocery store, and if somebody stops me and says, boy, I remember your dad's show, I'll know right away that person is either 65 or older. Usually older. That's another thing that makes me feel a lot younger, because most of these people, you know, are a lot older than I am. When I say a lot, I mean maybe by 7 or 8 years older, and that's significant now. That means they're probably more in their mid-70s than. In fact, Terry Bradshaw jokes to this day, since we're still working together at Fox, and when he had his big day, his proclamation day was down in New Orleans during the Super Bowl, Terry, to this day, has to give my father credit for his first debut on TV. He came down to the ABC affiliate, KTBS, at that time, and still is KTBS, and my dad's show, Tops for Toys, was a Saturday kiddie show. Well, Terry was 8 years old and was on that show. And he's got me by, I think, 7 years. He's 7 years older than me, so I would have been a bouncing baby boy of about one and a half, maybe 2 years old when he came down to be on the show. So I remind him of that whenever we run into one another. And he actually told my bosses at Fox before they hired me that, yeah, I was on his dad's TV show. So that was really great that New Orleans did that for him. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, awesome. And I know Terry had a good time here. Tim, the Saints hiring officially Kellen Moore last week. And I know you know a lot about Kellen and probably got to cover him when he was at Boise State. Very successful quarterback there. Man, they put up some numbers. And back then, the offense they ran was unique. You didn't see that a lot in college football. Certainly not in the NFL, but you didn't see it in college football. Your thoughts from what you've been able to pick up throughout the years and your knowledge of Kellen Moore, how well you think he will, you know, kind of develop into being a head coach? Because you don't know about a guy and until he's the head coach, and now he's got that job.
Right. Well, listen, you talk about the offense itself and how unique it was to college football, at least the mainstream of college football at that time. And they were playing a lot of their games in those days just to get on TV. They were playing a lot of those games on Thursday and Friday on ESPN. I used to joke, Joe Tessitore made his career off doing Boise State games during that period, and he really sort of did.
Yeah.
Because they were great games. They were fun. They were enjoyable. And it was during the BCS era, and when they were beating teams like Georgia and knocking off SEC teams with that offense, okay, then they had credibility. They were a missed field goal away against Colin Kaepernick's Nevada team of being in the national championship 1 year. I mean, they should have been in the national championship 1 year, but a missed field goal meant that they didn't go undefeated, and it happened against Nevada when Kaepernick was there, and they were running the pistol for him. But BYU is the only thing that would be comparable to an offense with Lavelle Edwards when he had Detmer, when Todd Detmer was doing the same thing in the late 80s. And early 90s that Kellen did, and you know, 20 some years later. And then when they went and won the Fiesta Bowl in that incredible game where Peterson ran the Statue of Liberty and all that other stuff to beat Oklahoma, they became mainstream. And even though Kellen's career was short-lived at the NFL level, his understanding of that kind of offense and that the direction of all of football was going that way. They were now running that stuff in the Big Ten and in the SEC, especially in the Southeastern Conference they were running it. Then all of a sudden you knew this guy really gets the X's and O's. And I know that's his reputation coming in. The media there is talking a lot about his understanding of, you know, that offense and the direction that the sport has gone in. And everyone looks to have a quarterback that can run, and Kellen could run too. He wasn't Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes, but he could run, and he was a threat. But he was a meticulous guy when it came to preparation. But he's also he was the leader. He was the clear leader of that team, and that's one of the reasons why he was so effective. And if you look back at, for the most part, what he did for Dak Prescott when he was with the Cowboys, some of their best, his game, Dak's game, made him look more worthy of being a first round pick than a fourth round pick when Kellen got to Dallas. And then to see what he did with that offense in Philly, basically saying, look, you guys have to understand that Jalen Hurts is a guy you have to put an offense in that you work around with his talent. You can't get him to, if you're asking him to conform to playing the position the way you want it to be played, we're not going to be successful here. And then when they got Saquon Barkley to go with it, I think that maybe elevated him even more, because people then began to understand that he wasn't just a passing guy, that he did understand that the run game meant a great deal. And that took a lot of the pressure off of Hurts. If the biggest concern is how he leads as a head coach, there's no problem. And I'm here to tell you, there is no problem. The biggest issue the Saints are going to have now is clearing that cap space that is going to be tough to do because no one's in worse shape with the cap than they are as we begin his era as a head coach. There are no Drew Breeses for him to latch onto there, although Derek Carr is a really good quarterback and someone Kellen's very familiar with from his days at Fresno State and, of course, Kellen's days at Boise State. So I think that match could work, but it won't be anything quite like what Sean Payton had in 06 when he came in to work with Drew Brees and brought Drew in, signing that free agent contract after he had gone through all the questioning about his arm and wasn't taken by Saban in Miami. It's going to be a longer build this time for the Saints, but I have no doubt that this is the hire that they had to make, and it's a hire that can get them to a place where in a couple of years they can be a team that can make the playoffs and maybe make a dent in the playoffs. I don't see them winning an NFC or having a chance to play an NFC championship game as quickly as Sean Payton did. Okay, that happened almost immediately, but that happened for a variety of reasons. One, because Saban's doctors tell him that, you can't go with Drew, and that was, Nick to this day will tell you that was a bad doctor's report, but you know what? He lived with it. Sean just outworked Nick to get that quarterback because he was an offensive guy. Nick didn't care about that position the way Sean did.
Correct.
That's bottom line. He didn't. And then, of course, he gets Bush through the draft. They work a deal to get Bush, and all of a sudden you got a 1-2 combination going for explosive offense, and it all happened. I'm not as down on Mickey Loomis as some others down there are. I think that if they can work some things to establish some cap room and make a few deals, I think Kellen can get them where they need to be. I mean, you got to have some depth, and you got to spend some money in areas where you can protect the quarterback.
I agree.
And you can also give your defense a chance to make plays. And, last season, really the year before, they didn't have either. So from an organizational standpoint, there's still some work to do. But first things first, you got to get a leader and a head coach. And I think they got the best one that was available, especially for New Orleans. Kellen Moore will fit beautifully with what he does in that city.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Tim, we're in the minutia part of all this draft talk, but going back in the fall, I've said this so many times, this is 40 years for me as far as evaluating players. I've never seen a guy like Travis Hunter. Never. Okay, people say, well, what about Deion? My thing is, Deion didn't play no offense. He played a little bit of offense with the Falcons. Right. He was a return man corner. But I can never recall a guy who could tilt the field as a receiver and a cornerback like Travis Hunter. He never came off the field. And it is unbelievable that now they manufacturing guys, to be the best player in his draft class. For me, it's clear cut. And this is nothing against Cam Ward, Shadir Sanders, Abdul Carter. Come on, Travis Hunter's the best guy out there on the board.
Yeah, and unlike Deion, he would stick his nose in there and make tackles in situations where you might want to make a business decision and not make the tackle, and Deion made those decisions as a player. You know that. I know that.
Yep.
So Travis is better than Deion. That's why Deion loves him so much. He would have never put himself in that kind of peril as a collegiate. I mean, he was already protecting a million that Steinbrenner had given him while he was still playing football at Florida State. And he had his brand new Trans Am, and he's coming on game day saying to me, "Hey, Tim Brando, how you likes me now?" You know? So Deion was a marketing whiz, but he wasn't going to put himself from a defensive standpoint in a position to get hurt the way Travis Hunter has. And by the way, he's bounced back from injury. You know, what he did in college was incredible. And I'm proud to say I got to call a couple of his games, too. So there's no doubt that's a person you need to look at. And, you know, as I said before, organizationally, there's still a lot that's got to be done to make the job a successful one for Kellen. It cannot be a quick fix because of just the business facts that he faces coming in that I don't think were an issue for Sean Payton when he came in. And people, whether he likes it or not, those comparisons are going to be made.
Always.
And fans don't have to consider those business factors, but guys like you and me have to. And it's not going to be a quick fix. Although in that division, we've seen teams come from worst to first. And in the league, because everybody faces the same monetary set of circumstances year in and year out, it is a little easier to get better quickly in the NFL than it is, I think, at the college level. I really believe that in today's world.
Tim, put it to you this way. If I'm the Titans, Travis Hunter don't get to two. He's one for me and settles it. I think Charlie has a question for you, Tim, about the expansion of maybe the college football. And you and I have talked about this for years. It worked out with the 12. And now, Charlie?
Yeah, real quick, Tim, before we let you run, Ross Dellinger, our friend over at Yahoo Sports, put out a great article just yesterday over the weekend talking about how there's momentum in the Big Ten and the SEC to expand to either 14 or 16 teams. I know that we've had you on. You've been a big proponent of further expansion of the college football playoff. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it absolutely is going to happen. And by the way, those meetings are later this week in New Orleans.
Yep.
I think Ross is already there, actually. And he knows enough people from his days in Baton Rouge, I'm sure, to get some good boudin and cold couscous while he's down there. A lot of people in college football, and you'll see a lot of articles. Stuart Mandel in The Athletic has already, lampooned the notion of the SEC and the Big Ten doing this because it will only pad their wallets and they'll have total control from a business standpoint of college football in his mind. And I listen, there are a lot of times when people have accused me of being a socialist when it came to, college football, that I had certainly turned my back on the SEC when I went to Fox and had become a Big Ten guy and a Big 12 guy and all this other stuff. And the bottom line is this new plan, which is already, the details are out there. And I've not always sided with Greg Sankey at all. Okay. I angered him to such a point that Paul Feinbaum had to tell me I could never come on his show again. So Greg Sankey's not been high on Tim Brando in recent years. But Greg Sankey's a hell of a leader for the SEC, and now I think he really is trying to do something for all of college football. He and Tony Petitti, who I worked for at CBS for 9 years, are looking out for everyone. By going to 14, if 14 is the number, I think they'll go to 16, frankly, but if 14 is the number, the guarantee would be that the SEC and the Big Ten each get four teams, and that the Big 12 and the ACC each get two teams. Well, if you're those two leagues, there's no guarantee now with the 12. You saw the Big 12 last year was a better overall league than the ACC, but the ACC got two in because SMU put on a show and came back and almost beat Clemson in the ACC championship game. And because they didn't, they got in and Clemson got in. Well, that's not going to happen most years. This way, fellas, the ACC and the Big 12 are guaranteed two. The group of five is guaranteed one. And then there's that large entry, which could conceivably go to Notre Dame most years. And if not to Notre Dame, then to another team that's deserving, no matter what league or team that it might possibly be. I think that's good for the game. I really do. The other portion of this that has some people upset is that the Big Ten and the SEC are also agreeing to the SEC playing 9 conference games rather than 8. That should have been done long ago. In fact, the last time I believe Sankey got really pissed at me was when I got on his case when in the spring of, I think, 2 years ago, they decided not to go to 9 games and continue to play these horrible games against FCS opponents in November. Now they have to go to 9, and part of the reason they do that is so the SEC and Big Ten would have a scheduling agreement where its teams would always play a handful of games against each other during the regular season. Some at SEC homes that would be on ESPN and ABC, some that would be on Fox by virtue of the home team being the Big Ten team. This is good for the game. It's not. This is good for college football. Now, the next thing that's got to happen, guys, is they have to move the season up. Okay, week zero needs to be, last year it was August the 24th. Now it needs to be August the 10th. Okay, and the regular season in mid-August should start. Why? Because we need college football's national championship to be played on New Year's Day. Play the game New Year's Day. Move the calendar back. Start the season earlier. We wait too long for college football to start anyway. And don't give me the crap about the weather being too hot. It's as hot in Baton Rouge in September as it is in late August. You know that. I know that. Let's start the season earlier. Finish the season on time so our college football playoff is not going up against NFL regular season games and NFL playoff games. There were NFL playoff games through 3 weeks of the college football playoff. Through 3 weeks. And the ratings bared out that people were not as engaged as a result. So that's what we need to do for the sport. And I think that's what Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey have in mind long term. We don't need spring football anymore, fellas. Eliminate it.
No, we don't.
School has eliminated it. Get rid of it. We'll have OTAs just like the pros. And we'll play football in mid-August.
Tim, I think you got a lot of amens from the audience.
Yes.
Who are like, come on. It is the longest wait when you're waiting for when the college football season ends to when it begins. Okay, you practicing.
Right.
You one-on-one-ing with the quarterbacks, receivers, the linemen all work together. Why don't you just move? I agree with you totally about moving the season up. And the ratings would be through the roof.
Yeah. I know what these writers are pissed about. They think this is another money grab. They think this is just a money grab. And, yeah, they do need more money because revenue sharing starts for the players because of the NCAA lawsuit that was lost in 2026. But we need these games to be played at a time when people are engaged and care to watch, not in competition with NFL playoff games. We know who's going to win that battle, and it's not going to be college football.
Tim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love when you come on. And, man, have a great ride, my friend. I know you'll enjoy it. And you'll say, when can I do it again?
Listen about the roulette, I tell you.
All righty. Thank you, Tim. Timmy Brando from Fox Sports and does a great job and covers so many sports throughout the years. Man, him and I go back a long way from back in the 70s when we got to kind of know one another.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.